You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sometimes I say things and I think I've answered my own question really in the way I've said it. Hey,
oh,
Alice.
That's a deep one for a Tuesday morning, truly.
Hey, you're in person in the studio.
I am. I'm in my full lesbian gear.
Love to see it.
Really proud of my docks and my utility pants and my box t-shirt all in black, ready to go.
You even got the lanyard for
I've
it too.
I've got a fucking lanyard. You're right, invisible tattoo. So just fucking call me a dyke and let's be done.
Nice to see you, Al. It's good to have you in the studio talking theatre this morning.
Yes, and what we're talking about, I'm really stoked to have these two in the studio. We're talking to Hui Ling and Siobhan about not woman enough. So Hui Ling,
Morena.
And also Siobhan Grierson, welcome.
That's me, hello.
So these two, we've got... not woman enough. That is an extremely provocative notion, particularly in what's been happening currently. Hui Ling, talk to me. What drove you to put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard about this notion of not being woman enough?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Proudly Asian Theatre because they started an initiative called Fresh Off the Page. Mm. And if they didn't do that, I would have not ever written a play because it's not something I am familiar with because I am a migrant from Malaysia and the arts when growing up was kind of non-existent. Mm. And I decided I wanted to put down everything I was frustrated about being woman and just not woman enough, and also just the media and all that portraying certain ideas, and I'm just not enough in any spaces that I was sitting in, and always trying to live up to those ideals even though I don't want to, so I'm always completely conflicted. And then the second part of it was just and I'm talking about cis women, our bodily function is not working the way they should be, or they're just fighting against us, so our body's kind of retaliating.
Yeah, great. And I think this is a thing, isn't it? Like how enhanced that might be with the intersection of other identities, as you say, as a migrant person, as a person of colour or ethnic communities. So, I mean, this is extremely loaded content and loaded loaded plate, I guess, for a play, but also kind of apt. Siobhan, talk to us about what it's been like to jump into doing this work. You're a fresh grad from TWIFF Cardi,
yes,
which is the New Zealand Drama School.
Class of 22, that's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. 10 years between us in terms of our graduating years. Wow. Gosh,
and
a
we're
decade.
Both mixed race,
yes,
Chinese both. Pakeha,
yes.
Malaysian Chinese Pakeha,
yes.
Specifically.
Yes.
You know, history
love
of getting
to see
itself.
It.
We're basically
nice.
Kindred spirits and should do
there's a legacy there.
Yeah, we should do a duo.
Oh, completely.
Amazing.
Yeah. We've set it on the air now. It needs to happen.
This is how you make
this things
happen.
This is a verbal contract.
Yeah, gorgeous. So talk to me, this is your first work out having graduated. What has it been like coming into this world of the play?
Well, it's my first theatre work out of drama school. I've been quite fortunate, actually, that I've had, been relatively booked and busy. So hoping it stays that way.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I'm forever an overachieving Asian student.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, even going to drama school. So, yeah, parents, you can be pleased to hear that. but yes, this is my first theatre show being staged since graduating, and it's been so much fun to be a part of it. I think, the process has been so much fun. The director, Sananda Chatterjee, and she's just such a fun...
she's a collaborator?
Yeah, more like a collaborator. Like, we've just... Every rehearsal is just us like getting on the floor, having a big dance, and there's so much room for there's been so much room for us to play throughout this process.
So, I mean, this is interesting. We talk about play a lot in the theatre, and I think non-theatre practitioners or performance practitioners are like, play? What is that? What do you do? Like, can you just sort of describe what the essence of play is and its importance in the rehearsal room?
Well, I think play is just about, like, being open, like being unselfconscious and just like having fun, like giving shit a go and like not being afraid to mess up a little bit, and like that's where the best offers and nuggets of gold come from in making art like this. I think you've got to be really just brave and just mess around. If you have a crazy idea, give it a go. If mm-hmm. it doesn't work, who cares? If it does, then it sticks and it becomes a part of the show. That's yeah. I think that's what, yeah. A lot of acting is just about like returning to those sort of like childlike instincts and just having fun. Because what we do basically as a job is play pretend. Yeah. And so you got to be able to just like have fun and just not, you know, care too much.
Yeah, totally. Mm.
Hoiling, for you hearing this kind of notion of play and fun, given the content is quite extensively serious, what does that feel like for you? Because it is a comedy, right? This is a funny, funny show. I've managed to catch a snippet. I feel like back in 2018 or 19, I was at the Fresh Off the Page and it was, I think it was a scene from memory. Was that just like one scene that then extended into...
It was like three monologues.
Yes.
So it's like vagina monologues, but three monologues.
I
again, it's my first ever play. I've never written a play before. So they say, do whatever you want. And I'm like, okay, brain, what do you want to do? And this is what happened. And the outcome of some of the characters wasn't where I wanted it to end, but it ended in a different place, which felt liberating and freeing, that I didn't have to tie it in like a movie or a short film where you have to tie everything back in. So.
And just as a disclaimer, obviously you say this is new to play and live performance, but you've been working in screen for decades. So, you know, like the idea of you moving into a new kind of format isn't that you're new to writing. You're a very established writer,
actually.
Would you say? Would you say?
No, I'm actually quite new. I'd say about 5-7 years. I'm still learning the screenwriting craft. The learning never ends. Mm-hmm. But gorgeous. People are interested in my voice and what I have to say.
Yes.
So I am embracing it. I am terrified. But like the notion of playing in the room just reminds me about allowing yourself to so-called fail but it's not failing, it's just allowing yourself to mess up and then see what kind of gold or diamonds you can find in there. So I'm kind of okay to do that, because not doing well at school helps that.
It must be
at a young age,
it must be nice as well, particularly when you're working on something that is like new to a lot of people, like Siobhan, if it's your first that you've first theatre piece you've done post graduating, and it's your first thing that you've been writing for the stage as well. It must be nice to have like a team that you feel you can lean on in that sense too.
And just see what comes out. You know, I gave a lot of freedom to Sandy. I'm like, do what you want with it, because I don't think I ever can envisage myself directing this play, because I've already creatively explored it in the spaces that I need. So I don't think I will ever. But I'm interested in seeing what other people bring to it. And technically speaking, the play can be played by any woman. It doesn't have to necessarily be Asian, but I wanted to I wanted more Asian practitioners on stage, so I'm like, let's make it Asian.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. So Not Woman Enough, it opens tonight at the Basement. Yep. Only got 5 shows of this to go, so I really would highly recommend getting along to it. For you, Siobhan, who should come to this work? Who needs to see Not Woman Enough?
I reckon there's no one who doesn't need to see it.
Ooh.
I think, it's very much, different people need to see it for different reasons, I reckon. Mm. Women can see it and feel cis women can feel that solidarity, about the issues we talk about. Because it's, like Hui Ling said, specifically, medical issues that cis women face. Yeah. So, we talk about a lot of sort of gross, sort of semi-taboo things that aren't really socially acceptable to talk about on, mainstream platforms. Definitely not on live radio either.
You'd be surprised.
I didn't know we could swear before coming in here. That was a
pleasant surprise. Well, it's after 9, so it's
fantastic.
We're fine.
Awesome. I think it's definitely an educational experience, and it's eye-opening. I think we lift the veil off a little bit, and these three women talk very openly about the health issues they're facing. Mm. And I think, women can come along and... men. I feel like men are going to have a great time at this show. Because women shouldn't have to be silent about these type of issues that they face. Like, we're done with the time of being, like, quiet and, you know, feminine, all locked up and, you know, pretty and neat and tidy.
We
should be allowed to be messy and gross and talk about our periods and whatever else.
Bodily issues,
fluids.
Bodily function.
The vulva. There's a lot of vulva in this show.
Oh, gorgeous. There's a little teaser. So, not women enough. Woman enough is playing at Basement 8 p.m. tonight through till Saturday. Definitely get along. You can get tickets online at basement.co.nz. Shout out to the venues in Auckland that are having a bit of a rough time with the cuts. You've got today to submit. Please stop the cuts. I can't wait to see the show and get into some bodily function discourse.
Yeah,
excellent stuff. Thank you all so much for coming in. We'll see you in the theatre.
Thank you
so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.